Testimonial. Cropalati is a small town in the Cosenza hinterland, in the Presila Valley, in the sud of Trionto Low Hill. It is for 50 km of Ionio Sea and 32 km of Scylla Mountain. Its altitude is 318 meters above sea level. It has a surface total of 32.20 km. Cropalati has 1,115 inhabitants. It borders with the town of Calovento, Paludi, Longobucco, Rossano and Mirto Crosia. Cropalati is in the center. The river in its length are the Trionto River and Coseria Torrent. Its historic downtown remember the Byzantine art. Its houses seem huge bodies on the mountain. In the mountain are hidden a lot of tufaceous caves. Their caves in the past were the houses of Basilian monks. Cropalati's patron saint is Sant'Antonio Abbot. To the visitor, it is a quiet and comfortable place. Our stone roads, houses front door always open, in the air the food smells. A characteristic of the town are the camara. They are supported, they make it easy to go around town. There are a lot of little roads, shortcuts, non vinelle. Cropalati is a welcome town, hospitality and friendship. Its inhabitants are friendly and its territory is very beautiful. It is an ideal habit to one who wants to spend moments of quiet in a landscape rich of history, tradition, culture between ancient and modern evidence. The name of Cropalati has changed during the century. A lot of academics have different ideas. The historic Paluda supports that Cropalati derives by the Jewish words Kropa Labbat or Kro Halat, smoke hole, hollow of the flame of the haze, linked to volcanoes extinguished on the territory. Other academies date its origin in the decadence of period of Roman Empire in 476 after Christ. Somebody thinks that this name derives of a Greek word Kourapalates, means marshal of palace. The actual name appeared in the first time in diploma of 1,300 Cropalati land were attached to Rossano. In the past, in Cropalati lived Italic people, the Bruzi. This confirmed the archaeological study. The Byzantine lived in Cropalato. They built a 40 camp to check the transhumance between Dionysus Sea and Scylla Mountain, but also the mineral trade to the Longobucco mines. The town grew thanks to the Tufu cave in which lived the Basilian monks. They diffused the cult of Sant'Antonio Abbot, saint patron of a community. The actual town name is in a paper of 1325 with the name Ocora Palata, rose about 1326 around the castle. The ruins of the castle are in the hung part of the town. During the century, there were different feudatories, probably it has Byzantine origin. During the golden period of Roman Empire, it was a fortified camp, Castrum Cropalatium. The Trionto River, it is very important during the century to the town. The first marks of civilization on the territory were in the 17th century before Christ. Few kilometers from there were the ancient town of Magna Graecia, Sybaris and Croton. First, it was a land of work. In 510 before Christ, it became an important for the battle between Sybaris and Croton near the Nika River. Croton won, and the legend tells that some inhabitants of Sibers built a town in the middle of the actual Acropolati. Here an Acropolis was born. Today, the caves are used as cellar. The caves are an integral part of the house, because the house were built on or in front of the caves. The most important camara, its probable means butchery, or it drives by Arcani, a Greek people. Two are the way to came in the town. Montana doors turn over the mountains. Marina doors turn over the Ionian Sea. Somebody tell about an Acropolis inhabitants kept the old key of the door. Under the road, there are a lot of tunnels, a way out to the of the town. When an earthquake destroyed the castle, Acropolis changed. Only the high wall remained. All the materials of the castle was used to rebuild new houses. In the middle of the town are on the house, there are the decorated stone of the castle.